Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lane Kiffin. It's not like he's a total free agent. Lane Kiffin has a contract, I looked it up, has a contract with Ole Miss that goes until 2031. But the way they talk about these sports coaches, it's like they can go anywhere, anytime they want. Well, if that's the case, what good is the contract? You know, I'm sure Ole Miss doesn't want to lose Lane Kiffin, and if he's got a contract until 2031, how can he just leave? And then if Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, John Summerall, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, who's done a great job with them, he's being looked at as a replacement for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss or possibly going to Auburn. And Auburn needs a good coach because it's been a long time since Auburn has been relative. So let's talk to our legal analyst, Doug Cinceri, who joins us on WWL. Doug, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for your time. So look, Lane Kiffin has this contract till 2031, so how can they just steal him away from Ole Miss?
Well, basically, leverage when he negotiated the contract, it basically locks Ole Miss to Lane if he wants to stay there, but it does allow for escape hatches if he wants to leave. And you can negotiate those contracts because of leverage. In other words, Lane Kiffin, when he signed his extension, Ole Miss wanted him bad enough where they're willing to make these concessions in order for him to stay. So it's basically a good negotiation, the identification of leverage and using it appropriately.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's done. And so it's basically unilateral, in meaning it goes one way, but it does allow the escape hatches for him to leave.
Are there contracts where somebody can't get out of it?
Yes, there are. And there would be buyouts. In other words, I'll give you history. In 1994, Jerry DiNardo left Vanderbilt, and he decided just to walk on the contract. And as a result, he had to pay, I think, a $450,000 buyout, and which was big at the time, was huge at the time. And so he had to find a way, or actually in litigation, he had to settle that particular provision. So basically, depending on how the contract's written, but they will have provisions in there stating if you leave prior to the expiration of contract, this is how much it's going to cost you to get out this contract.
And you would not think that Lane Kiffin would have a buyout in his contract, so it won't cost LSU to get Lane Kiffin away from Ole Miss if that's the way it's going to work out.
That's right. Nick Saban started that at Alabama. When he renegotiated his contract at Alabama, who has the same agent as Lane Kiffin is Jimmy Sexton. He negotiated that Alabama was tied into him, but he wasn't tied into Alabama, and he could leave at any time without a buyout. So again, if the school wants you bad enough, you can ask Brian Kelly. They gave Brian Kelly basically almost 90% guaranteed 10-year contract because that's what it would take to lure him from Notre Dame. And so there's probably going to be a similar type contract for Lane Kiffin that's going to lure him from Ole Miss if he decides to come to LSU.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because they talk about these coaches like they have no contracts. And I know they've got contracts, but if you've got the power when it comes to negotiation, you've got the clout. If they want you, then you can get that in your contract. And so Lane Kiffin is protected at Ole Miss. In other words, Ole Miss can't just fire Lane Kiffin and bring in a new coach, but Lane Kiffin is free to go somewhere else if he wants to.
If he is fired without cause, they would have provisions where he would have to be paid out in some form or fashion for the remainder of his contract or a percentage of it. There are some mitigation, you know, to work to mitigate. There's termination with cause, which Brian Kelly is going through right now. But for the most part, if he's terminated without cause, they have to pay this out. And there's probably almost $200 million of buyouts that are being negotiated based on fired coaches this year.
Wow.
Because, yes.
All right. So with Brian Kelly and this with cause firing, it seems like LSU is looking for a way to technically fire him with cause. Isn't that kind of easy to do, or without cause? Isn't that easy to do in Louisiana?
Well, it's written in Louisiana, we're at will state. But if you have a written contract for a specific period of time, then you have to abide by those terms. And basically, he was terminated after having a deficient season. But what LSU is trying to do is they're trying to do contortions, their attorneys are, to find a reason for cause so that they can negotiate down the remainder of the buyout, which is $54 million. So they're trying to get an argument, because if you have an argument that could survive maybe the initial stages of the litigation, it would lower the value of the claim.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is, and I don't think they'll be successful, they're doing these contortions to say, well, Brian Kelly may have done something 3 years ago, and so therefore we're going to provide you a notice that's one of the reasons he's being terminated, and therefore we may or may not have to pay out the remainder of the contract. And they're doing that as a salvo, shooting the first shot over the bow, saying, we're not going to pay this whole thing out, and we want you to negotiate with us. If not, we'll let the court sort it out. And there's probably some things both parties don't want to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you want to protect your brand, Brian Kelly. LSU wants to protect its brand. So let's come to a settlement.
Yeah. You could do a lot of contortions for $54 million.
Well, you have nothing to lose, first of all, because you're on the hook for a lot of money. So if you could skim off $10 or $15 million based on that allegation of cause, or maybe saying, look, if you're going to get the money, we're going to, you know, there might be some embarrassing information that you wouldn't want the public to know, that maybe that's worth it to you to maintain your brand. And also, too, he could go ahead and get another job and not have to, have LSU mitigate their payment out based on how much he's making, doing another job.
Yeah. They're probably going to wait till the end of the season to make that announcement of a new coach. I would think that Frank Wilson's just going to finish out this season.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think, and it's been reported that Ole Miss is going to tell Lane Kiffin to, I'll use crude terms, to go to the bathroom and get off the pot by November 28th. And because we can't be living in this state of uncertainty.
Right.
So I think it's going to be driven to a conclusion within 2 weeks. And, I mean, it would be, ironic if he left for LSU or Florida and he couldn't coach his team through the playoffs. And that was, before Lane Kiffin came to Ole Miss, that was unthinkable that Ole Miss would be a national contender.
Yeah. Well, and that's why he's in this position. What do you think his contract might end up being for in terms of dollars?
I think between $15 and $20 million.
A year.
Yeah, a year, yes. Yeah. And a lot of it, most of it's going to be guaranteed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. I mean, that money, that's a lot of money in Baton Rouge. That amount of money in like L.A. or New York, it doesn't go as far as in Baton Rouge.
LSU is not a well-endowed university. They're just not there compared to, the East Coast schools and some of the West Coast. It is... I guess it's priorities, and maybe the people who do have money have the priorities that this is what they want to allocate their money for. But yeah, it's tough. Now here's also too, like with the Brian Kelly thing, whether you spend $35, $40, $45 million buying it out, that's $45 million less that's not accessible to improving your program.
Right.
That's just to keep you afloat. It doesn't necessarily, you're sort of treading water. So it does have an opportunity cost, and you know, you just better be sure that you know dot every I and cross every T and turn every stone, you know, to determine whether this is the right guy, because you're going to be investing a lot into him.
Yeah, well, they thought that with Brian Kelly, and that was a bust. And then, you know, here Tulane's got a great coach in John Summerall, and it looks like he may be going to Ole Miss or Auburn or Florida or somewhere else. So, you know, it's sad that, you know, some schools get a really great coach and they just can't keep them if they're good coaches. Like Willie Fritz took off to Houston.
Well, that'll always be a challenge because you have Tulane historically had Larry Smith, who was a great coach, who went on to coach USC. You had Mack Brown. You had, you've had Tommy Bowden, who went to Clemson. You've got Willie Fritz, and now you've got John Summerall. So Tulane's challenge is to find who's going to be the next, you know, Mack Brown, who's going to be the next John Summerall. Yeah. Keep them for 2 or 3 years and then worry about it again, because if they're leaving, it means they're winning.
Yeah.
Nobody wants your losing coach.
That's
so,
right.
So that's their challenge, to find someone every 3 or 4
right.
years to
Doug,
continue.
thanks for clearing this up for us. Doug
Cicerelli
with All Things Legal here on WWL every weekend, so check in with him. And Doug, thanks for your expertise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.